Hey, there's no need to startle. It's just me. I thought we could use some snacks and juice after that last round. You took my knot awfully quick, and I didn't want you to run out of energy or something. So, I brought a couple of options. There is some cut-up cheese and crackers over there. Then those are grapes. Right next to them are cherries. Here's some cantaloupe because you know it's sweet, it's that time of year. And then I also brought some prosciutto for myself, but I am more than willing to share with you, my dear. As for drinks, I brought plain old water, some green tea, apple juice, and well, I know it's not technically the healthiest. I figured a little soda wouldn't hurt you. That is, if you even want it. Before you ask, you don't have to eat it right now. Just sometime within the next hour or two, if you could take maybe a few little bites for me, that's all I'm going to ask. You don't always have the biggest appetite during your heat. Or you are a ravenous beast and there's no middle ground. Do you mind if I join you in your nest? It looks really comfy and you look absolutely cozy. Can Alpha come in? You did a really good job on this. It's perfect for the two of us. There's that bear I won for you at the carnival a few years ago. And here's my shirt that I slept in a couple nights ago. Oh, I think this needs to go in the wash. Has it been bringing you comfort at least? That's my good Omega. What are you thinking about that has you so quiet? Oh, little O. Don't you remember what the fertility doctor said? That both of us are completely healthy. I don't remember the exact numbers, but I think she said my sperm count is in the hundreds of millions of sperm per milliliter. And she said your eggs looked completely healthy. It hasn't been the right time. But we don't give up hope. It's going to happen for us eventually. I know there's nothing more you want than to be a parent. I want nothing more than to give that to you. Which means that you can't go around saying such awful things about not only my mates, but the future parent of my children. Dr. Garcia said that you're putting a lot of unnecessary stress on yourself, and that's only going to add to the difficulty. I don't want you to keep hurting yourself, comparing your life to others, wondering when it's going to finally be our time. You know I love you regardless of what you can do for me, right? Sometimes existing is enough, my dear. I didn't fall in love with you because I was thinking about how many children we could have together. I fell in love with you because you're one of the most amazing people on this planet. It was impossible to not love you. Whatever issues we are having with fertility, it's not a yours or a mine type of thing. It's an us thing. You're not alone. You aren't going through this fight as a lone soldier. You have me by your side to help ease the burden. I promise. I want a baby just as badly as you do. And I know when the timing is right, the universe is going to give us that little bundle of joy. But until it's right, we're just going to have to keep trying. It's been almost 2 years, and I get that feels disheartening. But there is a silver lining in all of this. When we do have that baby, it's going to be so wanted. It's going to be so loved. And it's going to come home to the two best parents in the world. The baby is going to be adored and only know a life of care and kindness. Because of everything we've gone through, we're going to love the little bundle of joy with everything we have. Our future child is so wanted. It's already so loved, and it's not even here yet. That's because of you, Omega. You care so deeply about something that doesn't even exist yet. It's how I know you're going to make an amazing parent once the time is right. You're entitled to feel upset, angry, whatever it is that's going on. But you can't let it consume you. That's how you let it win. And it's not going to win. So we just have to keep trying. We're a team, remember? That's my Omega. I love you, and I always will. My love for you has never been conditional on the amount of babies you can give me. What was that? That's just your heat talking. And you know better than anyone else that your heats don't make you the most reasonable Omega in the world. With how you're speaking, I'm going to take a wild guess and assume you're starting to feel the effects of it, aren't you? Hey, it's okay. Come into my arms, it's alright. That's why Alpha's here. Oh, yes. Come into my arms just like that. You're safe. I'm here. I've got you, little O. Alpha's got you. I'm not going anywhere. Go ahead and smell my scent gland if you need to. Lick it, bite it, whatever you need, whatever is going to make you feel better, my dear. I've got you. That's all Alpha wants to do is make you feel better. Just know that I'm willing to wait, however long it takes. The only thing I want is for you to be happy. So if it takes forever for you to get pregnant, that's okay. I don't care how long it takes. I want you to be healthy and happy. You're my Omega. My mate. And taking care of you is always going to be my top priority. Hold on. Let me take off my robe. Not everyone gets to spend the day naked in bed being taken care of. That's a special service for Omegas only. Mm. happily squeezing Alpha's breasts before you wrap your arms around me. Hate being this far apart, don't you? Doesn't matter that your bare skin is flush against mine, that you're holding me tighter, or that we're sharing the same air. If I'm not inside you, it's just not close enough, is it? It's all right, Omega. Alpha's got you. You just felt a fresh gush of slick, didn't you? The scent of cherries got a lot stronger all of a sudden. That's how I knew. Subtlety doesn't exist when you're in heat. You forget. Your body is doing everything it can to get me to breach you. Almost like you forget whose bite mark you wear proudly on your neck. It has a gap in the front teeth. Almost like my bites. Oh, wait. It is. Oh, fuck. You feel so good on top of me. If I wasn't the one who gave you a knot an hour ago, I would think you haven't had one in over a week. He rises in your body as the arousal churns. Any emotions you were having quickly melt into desperation. The wetness between your thighs becomes impossible to ignore. You're so wet for me, aren't you, Omega? It's all right, Omega. It's okay. Alpha's got you. Going to take a little bit of the edge off. Work you up a bit so you can handle my knots. I know you want it right away, but I like to take my time with you. Just listen to all those pretty sounds that escape. You're doing such a good job, my dear. Don't keep them to yourself. That would be selfish. Alpha taught you better than that. Let me know how good my finger feels circling your clit. Gently flicking it back and forth. Inhaling my own almond scents, you find your cherry one starts to mingle with mine. It only makes you feel better as my finger swipes just right. Readjusting my hands so that my thumb can start playing with your clits. You feel two fingers start to enter your pussy. Oh, just listen to that sound. This is what you needed, isn't it? Heat makes it so that it hurts when you're left empty for too long. It's going to be okay, little O. Alpha's not going anywhere. Whatever you need, all you have to do is ask. My fingers aren't as good as my cock or even as my knot, but it's better than nothing. At this point, you'll just take what you can get, huh? Yeah, that's Alpha's good Omega. You take what you're given, asking for more, knowing you're going to get it. Just want to feel how badly you want it. How deep into heat you already are. My fingers are absolutely soaked as they continue to dive in and out of your perfect cunt. Tightly gripping onto me, you find your hips rocking against my lap, encouraging more friction, more pleasure. Oh, look at you. It didn't take you long to surrender to your heat. Not like this, at least. Just look at you. You're so fucking sexy. I can feel my cock starting to leak against where it's resting. Beads of prey against your stomach as my hand continues to work your cunt. It feels good, but it's not what you want. My fingers are nice inside you, but it doesn't stuff you. Not like my cock does, right? I'm not going to settle for a simple yes or no. That's not good enough for Alpha. I need you to use your words, little O. Tell Alpha what you need. Do you need my cock? Then say it. Ask for my knot properly and with manners. That's what I like to hear. Fingers easily sliding out of your pussy. Why don't you open your mouth? Taste yourself for me, Omega. Good. Now close. Don't you taste delicious? Your need always tastes so sweet. Especially during heat, when you're at your ripest. Can practically smell it rolling off of you in waves as you swallow down your own slick. Open your mouth for me, my dear. Oh, good job, Omega. Look at you, taking orders from your Alpha so well. You listen too perfectly sometimes. You're going to keep that up to keep Alpha proud, aren't you? Then I want you to ride me. Do you think you can handle that? But you said you wanted to make Alpha proud. Was that a lie? This is going to make me happy, my dear. Ride me, Omega. Show Alpha how badly you want her not. Oh, that's wonderful, my dear. You take me so easily. Like that's what you were made to do. love how he turned you into such a wanted little Omega. Oh, yes. All sweetness and begging for more. Can never get enough of Alpha's cock, can you? Practically not drunk and needing another hit before it's too late. You find a pace with the help of my hands. Gripping onto your hips, you feel me guiding you, helping you set the pace. Not going to leave you in charge of something as important as this. I'm going to make you feel good. I want to come inside you, give you what you need. And that's not going to happen if you're in charge of our pleasure. You're just not going to be happy until you get Alpha's knot, are you? Because that's the only thing that can make you feel good. During heat, your hormones are all over the place. The only thing you can even focus on is getting my knot inside you and locking us together. Fuck. Inhaling my scent, you continue to rock yourself back and forth. You can't help but think about how good it's going to feel to be bred up, to have my cum inside you, soothing that ache you can't quite fix. Alpha's cock makes it all better, doesn't it? Oh my god, you sound so wrecked already. Is that because we just did this an hour ago? You just took my knot like the proper Omega you are. We're begging underneath me, squirming as I pinned you to the bed and took what I wanted from my mates. Now I'm letting you have a little bit of the power back. Or at least, that's what you get to think. Never mind the fact that it's my hands that are moving you up and down. Or maybe the fact that it's mostly my strength that's moving your body. You're just following whatever pace I set, aren't you? Bucking my own hips up to reach deeper inside you. You feel my cock starting to brush against your G-spots. I think it would be fun if you started to play with your clit now, my dear. Start to play with your clit while I aim for your G-spots. I didn't expect you to tighten like that around me, practically choking my cock as it fucks deep inside you. Oh, that's a good Omega, making Alpha feel so amazing. Keep it up, keep going. That's how you earn my knot, how you get bred up. It's going to feel so good. Always adore how my cum fills you up. Always think you're a fool when it's just my cock inside you. And then you feel my knot lock inside and you realize you weren't nearly as stuffed as you thought you were. Not until my seed starts to pump inside you. Then you feel like you're going to burst. Oh, not that that bothers you. No. It only encourages you, makes you want more. Practically insatiable when you get like this. Your body always ready for another round, making sure you're wet enough to take it. It's your body's way of telling me to breach you, that you're ready. And I think this time you actually are. Something about this time, it just is, it just feels different. I think you're going to catch, my dear. And if not, we still have the rest of your heat. Oh no, I have to knot you a ton more for the next few days. The horror. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck right there. You feel my hands tighten against your hips as I start the thrust up into you, trying to mount your match your bounces to my thrust. I want to make sure you feel this one for the rest of the day. Going to leave your pussy sore as a reminder of whose cock you were begging for, whose knot makes you this fucking desperate. Unable to control the sounds that pour from your mouth. Keep it up. Keep going. Making the bed fucking shake. Some of the stuff on the tray gets knocked over. But I don't give a shit. It only makes Alpha wanna fuck you harder. Tear you apart with my fairy teeth. Having to resist the urge to reopen my mating mark on your neck as we speak. Just staring at it as you rock your hips back and forth. It's fucking galling to me. Just to know it would taste so good and it would make you feel even better. Maybe if you ask nicely, I'll remate you and my not breach you. Just to really push you over the edge, force you to orgasm whether your body is ready to or not. I know how much you always enjoy that. Always take it with a smile on your face and a plead for more. Guiding your pussy on and off my cock. This is where you thrive, isn't it? A typical Omega. Happiest when you are fucked and filled. Only thing that would make you happier is for the breathing to take. And I have a feeling you're going to catch this time. Even if you don't, we still have the rest of your heat to try. I'm not giving up. I'm going to breed you, Omega. I'm going to give you everything you want. Oh, yes, I am. You deserve the world, little love. Amazing, wrapped around me, easily going wherever my hands guide you, acting practically like a fleshlight. You continue to play with your clits, edging yourself closer. It feels good, but you know deep down it's still not enough to tip you over. You need Alpha's knot to come, don't ya? It's alright, little. I'm going to give it to you. I'm not going to keep my knot from you. That would just be cruel. You're so close. Moaning as you feel my knot getting bigger inside you. That stretch just feels so amazing. You can't help but grind into the feeling, trying to get more of it. Oh, that's it, Omega. You're so fucking sexy like this. Keep making yourself feel good. Want to feel you come. Want to fill you up. Going to take my knot like a proper Omega. You always do. Always make me so proud to call you my mate. Don't want anyone else but you. I love only you, my dear. It's why my cock fits so perfectly inside you. Why my knot always makes you come. You were made for me, my Omega. You were made to be mine. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Yes, right there. Oh, yeah, that's good. I'm always going to love you. Always going to take care of you. My perfect mate, I need you to let go. You don't have to hold back, you vermis. You deserve everything, little O. Come with Alpha. You can do it. I can feel how close you are from how you're gripping my knots. You don't need to deny yourself. Don't fight it. Let go and come with Alpha. No. That really can't be right. It's just your smell. I don't know what to say. I think your scent's different. Do you know what that means, my dear? Do you know what it means when your scent changes that quickly? I mean, we're going to have to confirm it in a few days when your heat is officially over, but I think it means you caught. Like, I think you're pregnant, my dear. Don't look at me like that. Like I'm lying to you. Do you really think I would do something like that? I'm just in shock. I know, I think every time we do it, it's going to finally be the time, but this doesn't feel real. I think you actually took this time. Obviously, don't get too excited. It could just be our two scents mingling together and creating one harmonious one. It's just... this one kind of smells like orange. That's not your scent, and it's not mine. That's something brand new, and that can only mean one thing, right? Come here, my Omega. I never doubted us for a second. I knew it was only a matter of time before the universe made it happen. Like I said, we were just waiting for the right time. That's all. Once you took the pressure off yourself, it actually happened. I'm just saying, it might not be a coincidence. I love you so much. And I can't wait to start this next step in our journey together. And if it just happens to be an accidental scent thing, I'm not sure what it could be, but if you're not pregnant, whatever it is, we're going to handle it together. If it's not a baby, then we just have to keep trying. And if it is, then we're going to have to start thinking of things like baby names, and we're going to have to turn my workroom into a nursery, and oh my god, there's There's a really long list of things we will need to get done before it gets here, isn't there? What? Thank you. I think that's exactly what I needed to stop spiraling. You know me so well, my dear. What on earth would I do without you?